Lesson 8. Glory. Affirmation. Open thou mine eyes, O God, that I may know the glory thou hast prepared for me. Introduction. In the interpretation of glory, we sometimes let conditions disturb us. Therefore, we often get an incorrect understanding of it. Glory is our ability to serve, which is an opportunity given to us by God. When glory is considered from the phase that God has chosen us above our fellow humans for some special work, then vainglory may creep in. All are called into service. God is no respecter of persons. Our ability and our service begin with cooperation and being channels through which the glory of the Lord may be manifested in the earth. Glory, then, in all phases of our experience as related to creative force in manifestation in the earth, is to be studied with conditions that deal with our fellow human beings. Then, if we would fill the place for which we have been called, we would let our glory, our knowledge, our wisdom, be in the Lord. For our glory is only a reflection of the glory of the Creator. It shines on us and through us as we become channels through which blessings may come to others. The manifestations of God are varied, yet in purpose He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In our spiritual ideal, purpose, and aim, we too should be unchangeable. Our activities may be varied, but they should always be expressions of the glory of our spiritual purpose, that is, expressions of our oneness with the Father. If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Such is glory. Glory of the mind. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Unless our mind is stayed with him, the giver of life and light, we may find ourselves chasing shadows in our search for glory. The mind is ever the builder. With our minds firmly fixed on our ideal, we always lose sight of himself. We may find glory and service by using our minds to build within us knowledge and wisdom that will fit us for greater opportunities, not to the glory of self, but to the glory of God. It is indeed a glorious thing to be constantly in the hands of the living God, and to know that no matter how difficult the problem is, it will be solved eventually in the right way. To accomplish this, our ideal must be beyond the purely material things in life. Those things that are of the earth rust and corrupt, but those ideals that are founded in the spirit of life and truth take hold upon the very throne of mercy, peace, and harmony, and build within us an understanding of long-suffering and love for others. That which is impractical and theoretical is of little value. Often we have heard that we should not let our good be evilly spoken of. This may occur if we speak one way and live another. Often we proclaim in our experience that we believe this or that, and then proceed to act differently. Then such activities become stumbling blocks. What is the law? Like attracts like. Purify the body, physically. Sanctify thy body, as the laws were given of old. For on the morrow thy God would speak with thee. How do we interpret such a promise? If we believe this, we should do something about it. For it is not what we declare that we have attained, but how willing we are to be used in practical and helpful service to our fellow humans. Jeroboam made the children of Israel sin when he offered the sandalwood to the Egyptians. He only aroused passion within himself when he should have made his offering to the glory of the Lord. So may we, for self-glory, for the approval of others, offer to our Lord that which may bring out destruction. When we have put off the glory of self-exaltation and put on the glory of God, conditions, circumstance, environments are no longer stumbling blocks, but become stepping stones in our development. The earth is a school for those who in the beginning erred through self-indulgence, self-aggrandizement, and self-glorification. It is indeed a merciful experience then, even though we find turmoil, strife, antagonism, and disturbing forces in our experience. We have opportunities through which we may be cleansed, and may become channels through which a glorified Father in the Son may be manifested in and among humans. We should take into serious consideration the fact that animosities or hard feelings held against others create in the mental forces of our body that which may easily become very destructive influences. Our outlook and the way we worship that which we hold as our ideal have much to do with our physical reactions. Our mind, let us remember, is of our mental, physical, and spiritual bodies, and it can either create or destroy. If there is built within our mental forces the attitude that there is a hindrance that blocks us in any manner, it gradually becomes a barrier, limiting the efficiency of both our body and mind. In our inner self, in our mind and heart, let us be aware of that given of old. There is set before us good and evil, life and death. We are given the choices. Glory of the body. May we never lose sight of that which is the whole purpose of the body. The body is the dwelling place of the soul, which through the mind expresses itself in materiality. The actions of our body are one with creative energy. So long as we perform acts of helpfulness, of love, of patience, and kindness. But when we seek the gratifications of selfish desires and exaltation of self, we become one with forces that bring doubts and fear. As we in any experience express the fruit of the Spirit of the living God, we grow, unfold, and manifest the purpose for which we were created. What is evil? It is good misapplied, good used to satisfy the desires of self. So is sin, so is illness. They are caused by not being at one with God, who helps us, while in the body to become a force for good, and a perfect channel for the manifestation of righteousness among all. The glory of the body, then, is selflessness. Glory of the soul. Our soul is a portion of the divine. It is a moving influence in our activities throughout our experience in all spheres of consciousness. Our soul is a universe within self. Will is an attribute of the soul, and with it we choose to develop either to a oneness with universal consciousness or an opposition to it. The three phases of our human experience, body, mind, soul, are expressed in the earth, and their freedom comes in a threefold manner through knowledge, interpretation, and application. All these work together and depend each upon the other. In service, without thought of personal gain, comes that which makes for the greater growth of our soul. Tie that is the greatest among you shall be your servant. Our physical, mental, and spiritual bodies, each in its own phase of expression, must find, from experience, that which will keep them in accord with the purpose for which they entered into physical being. Why are we pulled by the material, mental, and spiritual urges, while always something deep within us tries to keep going forward? What is it that makes us know that we must fight through obstacles and that they will not let us give up? Are we fools that we keep working at something without any apparent material recompense, simply because we are urged from within? Why don't we give up, stop trying, and just let things and conditions run their course? Would not the final material result be the same? These questions often war within us. There is deep within us always the answer. The material results might be the same in the end, but what about the effect on the soul? Do we want to be guided by a spirit, to be a portion of the word which will not pass away? If so, then indeed we are right to respond to the urge from within to carry on, even though everything seems to contradict the practicality of doing so. He has given that we should not mind those things that will destroy the body, but those that will destroy the spirit and the soul. Even though all material things may be swept away, if we still have that urge from within, we are in touch with the glory which may not be found in any material substance or relationship. Conclusion. In our dealings with our fellow human beings, let the law of the Lord, as we know it in our hearts, be the rule of our lives, and we will find that the growth of our mind spiritual, the mind mental, the mind physical, will bring the glory of the Lord in our lives. God has promised to meet us within our holy temple, our body, as we purpose to give ourselves in service to our fellow humans. For in so doing we manifest the glory of God in a material world. Let the glory of the Father, of the Son, suffice us not what we think or what we say, for people look at the outward appearances, but God looks on the heart. In seeking to magnify thy name, thy glory, through that which thou dost make manifest in me, O Lord, be thou the guide, and day by day, as the opportunity is given, let my hands, my mind, my body, do what thou wouldst have me do as thy own in the earth, and as I manifest through thy love, the promises that thou hast made in the Son, may thy glory become known to others.